Hello, Yvonne.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. And Happy New Year to all our listeners. Welcome. This is Curmudgeon's Corner. We were recording on Sunday, January 1st, 2011.
12.
You're right, 2012. See, how many minutes in and I've already screwed up, you know?
Not that many.
Not even a minute, you know? Whatever. Okay. Yes, it is a new year. And, I saw you, making some updates last night, Yvonne. You were out partying?
Yes.
And, you know, I to give you a preview of where you'll be a year or two from now, Alex woke up at about 12:15, and we stood outside and watched some of our neighbors shoot off fireworks for a little bit. But then he was up until let's call it 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, I have a we have a relative who recently had a baby. He just turned 2. Okay.
Yeah.
And he was at the party. I should have taken a picture of him at least. The DJ is blaring everything, whatever. He's in his carrier, you know, his stroller, asleep. I mean, the DJ is blasting everything, and you know, the baby is just. I don't really care.
Yeah, see, Alex woke up because the dog was barking at the fireworks, and then we went out and looked at the fireworks, and that was very exciting, and then, you know, we watched some more fireworks on TV, and then it was time to play. And then it was time to play for a few hours, and then it was, how about a snack? And then, you know, and there were several attempts to go to sleep, and some of them lasted as long as 5 to 10 minutes before he got up again, so...
Well,
anyway, so at this very moment, I'm running on a grand total of like 90 minutes sleep or something like that. So, hey,
beautiful.
Woo, let's go. Or maybe I hit 2 hours. Maybe.
Well, I slept a little bit more than that because of the time zone. That's all. But anyway.
So, but anyway, so we teased last week that this week we would be going over our predictions that we made a year ago.
And I have the list right
and
here.
And we're making new ones. And I actually, Yvonne was like, are you ready to go? And I admit, I was actually finishing listening to last year's show. I counted 44 predictions, and I have them all written down as well.
I probably, you know what? I combined some of them. I realized fucking predicted way too much shit is one thing as I'm going through the show.
I noticed I predicted more than you did.
Yes, you did, as a matter of fact. That's one of the things.
I suggest for today's show, first, we will spend the first half of the show reviewing our predictions from last year and seeing how we did.
Are you going to keep a scorecard?
Ooh, yeah, I can do that. I've got my notes in front of me. I can do that. And then well, let's save 2012 predictions for after we've reviewed all the 2011.
Correct.
It'll be very tempting to intermingle them, but then that'll be confusing.
No. Too confusing. Let's just go through these. Okay.
So my itemized list has 44. Yvonne combined a few of them. If I miss any that you
my
have.
My list, I numbered this to 22. However, don't know that some items... like, involve multiple things in them.
So, all right. So just let me know. We'll go through my list, and if I miss anything, Yvonne, please let me know.
All right.
Starting off, my first prediction was actually a personal one, which was within the next year, within 2011, I will have officially adopted Amy. That did not happen. I'll tell
I didn't take that down as a prediction.
See,
I did because
I made a prediction, but like, I'll tell you what, we actually did a whole bunch of the paperwork to make that happen.
And
then we moved, and adoption is based on the county. So it had to start all over. And then ever since we moved, we've been busy. It hasn't happened yet. And you know, so it didn't happen. We still want it to happen. We'll see. Number two. Yvonne made a prediction.
Is it the one about the global economic meltdown?
Before that one. You made okay. another prediction.
Jesus Christ.
Which perhaps, you know, we should, you know, take how we interpret everything else based on this. But your prediction was specifically that none of our predictions would come true.
Ah, that's correct. That's right. And I guess I failed on that one. So take me down to the scorecard already as having missed the prediction right there. Because, yes.
Okay, so let me, I'm going to start, like, categorizing these. So, the first two predictions made were missed.
Yes.
Okay, the third one, also from Yvonne, was an economic prediction. And indeed, Yvonne, you predicted the complete economic collapse of civilization.
Yes, and I failed.
And that was indeed wrong. Now, I will admit, the one thing you did include in that prediction is you said people would be living in tents. And that could be a prediction of the Occupy movement.
Ah! Oh! Yes! That's correct!
But I'm still going to count this as a missed.
Ah, shit. Okay. I figured I could get half a point. But
so the next one.
Yes.
Yvonne, politics. Obama's approval ratings will improve over the course of 2011.
I say we could go put that one in the loss column.
Did you? He's been going up a little bit in the last...
I believe that his approval ratings are lower than they were when we did this show last year. I'm going to say 90... Okay, I'm going to look it up.
I'm looking it up right now. Let's go back a year.
Okay.
Right now, he's got a 46.8% approval rating. On January 1st, we did this show on January 2nd, so the closest one was January 1st, 49.8. So yes, down by 3%
points. Yep, he's down. So, he did not go up. I was very sure I was wrong on that one.
And you know, I have one.
And by the way,
well.
I put a point here okay, well, I don't know. Keep going, because like I made some... You see, this is one word.
Where you combine things, yeah.
Number of things,
so,
right.
Like, the next one I had was that Obama would get more credit for things he did in 2011 than he did in 2010.
Right. And I...
Should we count that as a missed? I mean, he got some credit for a few things, but...
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And then my turn... Along the same lines, I said the divided government would be good for Obama. It would be up his alley.
That's right. He said that. That's why I combined.
And we count that as a missed as well.
I would say we count that as a miss as well. Yep.
And the next thing I had, number seven, was whatever the Republicans do, it basically goes in Obama's favor. I'm willing to count that as a missed. Because at best, it was even.
Yeah.
The Republicans did make complete asses of themselves, but it didn't really come to benefit Obama, really. Obama didn't, like, gain anything from that.
No, he didn't. We figured that he would be gaining by the Republicans, like, you know, basically being like that, and he did not. No, he definitely did not.
Now, the next one, I'm going to say I should get at least partial credit for. This is me saying not much would get done legislatively, but Obama would do more things via executive powers.
I would say that's a win for you.
Yay! The first prediction that's correct.
We got one! We got one!
Out of the first eight, one right so far. Yes!
Okay.
Now the next one, I'm not sure whether we should even, because it's one that was, I had a prediction, but it was like, if this happens, then that, and the if part was, if there's an economic dive. So first of all, was there an economic dive? Because if not, this prediction
is... There was. I mean, now, you know, I think that the next one, this is the reason why I combined this one a little bit, because on this one, what we said was that if the economy dips, Obama would be in trouble, okay? And that the ratings would depend heavily on the economy this year. And I think that proved to be quite accurate in terms of Obama.
Okay, so wait.
And we both agreed on this.
Let's do this systematically here. Was there, in 2011, something that you could call an economic dive?
there was a slowdown from the previous year.
So we like how that
double dip. You thought
I'll get to the double dip later, but would you call a slowdown a dive?
Yes. Not a dive.
Okay, because I just said if there's an economic dive, Obama's in trouble. I would argue that there was no economic dive.
I would say that it was an economic dive. Yeah, I mean, maybe it was a light dive.
So then, you know, is Obama in trouble based on that economic dive? Is this?
Yes, he is.
So this is a win for me.
Yes.
Okay, I'll take the win. Yay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So
and I agree with you on that one, by the way. So I get a point on that too.
Okay. I'll put that in as a.
No, if we agree on what look. No. Okay, we should be clear on this. Say you might make a prediction and you agree with it. We both get a point.
Okay. I'll buy that.
Disagree. And then, you know.
Well, see, I was basically thinking that if you just say, okay, that sounds good, that doesn't count. But if you say, I also predict blah, 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 then it does. But okay, I'll give you this one.
Okay, all right. Okay. All right.
Okay, so the next one was from Yvonne, also on the economy, and you alluded to this. Yvonne, you predicted a slow, grinding economic recovery, but some recovery.
Then I was correct on that. Very much so.
Woo!
Thank you.
Okay, next, you predicted that Democrats would get a tailwind from that recovery.
I'm not so good on that one.
Let me make sure I'm just checking, make sure everything's still okay. Yes, everything's okay. Okay, the next prediction, number 12, if you're counting, by my count, less by Yvonne's. Yvonne predicted that the euro will indeed stick together because they're fucked if they don't.
Ding!
Yay! Go, Yvonne.
Yes, another plus. There you go.
Okay. Nice cough there. My turn. And the next run is a bunch of ones from me.
And I'm going to tell you that according to what I got here, remember that I read, I heard this. You did very well on the next street.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So, next was no Democratic challenger for Obama.
You're correct.
Yo, go. Okay, next, Sarah Palin will not run.
Bing, you were correct on that, and I wholeheartedly concurred on that one, so I get a point on that, too.
I'll give you a credit on that, too,
yep.
Since you're requesting it. Yeah.
What we both said, and we both, and because I actually wrote here, Ivan agreed, here, I put it down. I actually have it in my notes, you see,
okay,
I made sure of those.
There you go.
You know, the details on this were to do be no Palin run, that she will make like she will run until the last minute.
Yeah, and okay. So I had these as separate predictions, so the next one was that she would tease all year long, and so we're counting that as a win, too?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that one you agreed with? I'll give you credit
for that. Yes, I did, and I put that down. I got it down on my notes.
I'm adding these Yvonne agrees notes for our final total. And then I have that when she exited, she would say that she would try to influence the race in other ways.
She fucking did, too. So you get a point on that one, totally.
Yep. Did you agree with that one, too?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I don't think I did not. I know that on the run and that she will tease, not on that. I did, so.
Okay. So next I had, and this one's kind of a vague prediction that, you know, I don't know, but I said that there would be interesting election stuff in 2011.
I would say that you get a point on that.
Ding! Yeah, I was very excited about that one. I mean, 2011 has exceeded all my expectations for how exciting the Republican race has been.
I agree. I think we thought it was going to be some dull, drawn-out
crap. Well, I specifically predicted it would be interesting, so go me.
Yeah, yeah. I thought the opposite, so therefore that's, you know. So
now, when we get to 2012, we'll see what we say there. But, okay, the next, both Yvonne and I did some long-shot predictions, and they were pretty long shots. So,
well, I don't know. Did you get... Okay.
So wait, my next one was that France declares war in the UK over Prince Charles's haircut.
Whoa. Stop. You skipped a couple.
I skipped some. Oh, yes, what did you get?
You mentioned that Newt was going to do a serious run.
Oh, I did. Okay.
Yes, you did.
Oh, go me.
And that was correct. Okay. All right. The next, and you were correct on that one, and I did not, you know, say anything about that one. The next one that you said was that Romney, okay, yeah. All right, would be the candidate that people will gravitate it to, the Republicans, because normally they gravitate to the next in line. And I'm going to call you as correct on that one as well, because that's what appears to be happening. Okay, all right.
Oh, go me. I'm excited. Okay, go
now,
ahead.
Now, the next one, you. I don't know if to call this a prediction, but we talked about Dole, okay, somehow. And I think we threw out, like, maybe Dole would run.
I didn't even count
you
that.
Said that Dole, I said, but you said that Dole was dead.
And then you confirmed on Wikipedia that Dole was not dead. But we did not make a prediction about Dole dying.
We did not make a prediction about Dole dying. However, you know, right. And we didn't make a prediction about Dole. But that was,
Yeah. Do you want to count a Dole run as a prediction from you? I just thought it was,
No. There was no prediction on that.
Although having said that, I clearly have counted other things that were jokes.
No, but I didn't actually predict it. I made it, I believe, as a question.
Oh, okay. You said maybe Dole will run.
What I said, what about Dole? Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, so no. It wasn't a prediction. Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to count as a loss that France, or did I miss any more? Or can we go on to France?
No, that's it. So I got, yeah, but I wanted to make sure you see.
Well, thank you. I didn't even count those.
Yes.
When I listened to that segment, I was like, you know, I'm talking about Newt and Romney, but I didn't really make a prediction.
No, you said Newt was going to make a serious run, and you specifically said that the Republicans are going to gravitate to the next in line as Romney, and that has definitely happened.
So. Okay, so did France declare war in the UK over Prince Charles's haircut?
No, they did not.
Oh, damn it.
And Spain did not invade Portugal either, so you got to take a point. You got to put a point to, you know, you got to put me on the loss column.
I loved your reason, though. It was because of symmetry.
Yes. 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 I mean, you know, the peninsula, you got to put it together. I mean, you know, this little piece over there to the other people, I mean, it doesn't make any sense, but
so,
the Spanish take me up on it. So.
And the next prediction is number 20, and I suggest, number 20, 21 are sort of grouped. So let's take a break. We've been going like 20 minutes, and we'll take a break, and we'll be back with more of our predictions from last year. The first half of the show will be all that, and then we'll move on to predictions for 2012. So here we go. Enjoy your break. Okay, we are back. Very, very back. So the next, I broke these into two predictions from Yvonne. Although you may have grouped them, I don't know. You made a prediction that there will be a major international terrorist event, but none in the U.S. So I counted that as two.
I got that down a little bit differently, I guess. What I put down that we really predict that I predicted was that there would be no 9/11 scale event.
Yes. The way the conversation went is first I asked about globally.
Right.
And you said, yes, there will be
a major
terrorist event internationally.
Which there have been. Duh.
So what was...
But I said there would be a major one, but none that would be on a scale like 9/11.
Right. So the 9/11 stuff was U.S. only. So, but there... remind me, what was the major terrorist event in 2011?
Well,
international?
A whole bunch of them. I mean,
a bunch of people got shot and bombs. I'll give that to you.
Yeah.
And then you predicted no 9/11 size event in the U.S., not just in 2011, but in our lifetimes. Obviously, the jury is still out on our lifetimes.
Right.
But you, I'll give you a win for 2011. There were no 9/11 sized events in 2011.
Correct.
In the U.S. or elsewhere.
Or elsewhere, right.
And then we sort of, that's the point where we moved on to tech.
Tech, yes.
So the first thing I have is from Yvonne that there will be further evolution of the technology for 3D TVs with no glasses.
Which there was, but it's still not for sale, so.
Are you giving yourself a win or a miss?
Well, actually, I wrote down as the major prediction from that. I talked about the evolution, but the main prediction was that 3D will not really be popular until there's no fucking glasses.
Okay, I'll write that one down to you. So will you do the first no glasses? No glasses evolution. Are you giving yourself a win or a miss on that?
On the no glasses? Yeah, because I think that I still don't see people like really using a lot. I mean, you know, 3D has not really increased in popularity or pushed TV sales in a way like
Wait. I want to separate this. There's a prediction I didn't have on my list that I'm adding that is it won't take off until there are no glasses TVs that are common.
Now, I did not see, I know there was some product development, but I don't think that I could consider it an evolution in that way.
Okay. But then your prediction was no big 3D success until no glasses.
That's right.
And you're going to give yourself a win on that.
Yes, that's correct. I believe so. I still, you know, to this moment, have only had one friend of mine actually show me that he owned a couple of pairs of the freaking 3D glasses. And by the way, even though there was 3D programming available at the moment of the program we were watching, nobody volunteered to put on the damn glasses to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So maybe just for the little thrill. Oh, look, it looks in 3D. We put them on. We saw it. Okay, all right, we're done.
So I will continue. I then took sort of the 3D thing, and my prediction was that 2011 will not be a good year for 3D movies.
Which you were totally correct on that. As a matter of fact, I mean, you actually mentioned that the 3D movies were like some kind of cheap thriller getting some revenue. But, you know, that you said the 3D movies were a bust and that people were going to get tired and they would decline. And you were actually dead on accurate on that. Okay.
Go me. I also predicted there would be no local news in 3D in 2011.
Yeah, you did that. And as far as I know, I don't know anybody who's doing local news on 3D. So
excellent. Moving on, I predicted that Apple will continue on their role.
Correct.
Can we count that as correct?
Oh, absolutely.
And then
you said the iPad 2 would be huge.
I predicted that the iPad 2 will be released and will be a big success.
Yep.
I said that it might not be as big a jump as from the first iPhone to the second iPhone, but it's still significantly increased adoption. Can I count that as a win?
You can count that as a win.
I said that I also, by the way, since this was before the iPad 2 was released, I predicted that it would be released and it would be lighter, smaller, faster, and have cameras.
Yep. Go win on you.
Yeah. And then this was... this was another one by me. I said it wouldn't fully progress in 2011, and I'm not sure if I get credit for this. I said that portable devices like the iPad are going to continue the move towards bypassing the carriers for various services.
I don't think you get a win on that.
Okay.
No.
I think it is continued, but there hasn't been significant movement.
It wasn't significant. I mean, you know, the carriers are still, you know, in the driver's seat on that respect.
Okay, I'll count that as a missed. And then I made a prediction about the Mac App Store. It will launch. It will be a success. I said it would completely change how people get apps on Macs, but it would not be as big a success as the iOS App Store.
And I would say that you're dead on about that. Yes.
Excellent. I think it hasn't gone quite as far as I thought it was. I'm glad I can count it as a win. Thank you, Yvonne. But
it was not going to be as big as the iPhone.
That's just true. To be honest, there are more things that you still could go and buy on disc than I thought there would be. Like I thought Office and stuff like that would actually move on to the App Store. It has not.
Well, but off, but I will say this. Off is moved to a way that you could basically just, you don't need the discs anymore.
Right.
It's totally a download. I mean, I think that what it did, it's like it's basically pushed almost all software distribution basically.
It's going in this direction. Yeah.
It's going in this direction. I mean, including Microsoft has an app store that's launching for Windows as well. So,
and it may not be there completely now, but it's clearly set the direction, I think.
Yes, it's clearly set the direction. It's basically spelled, you know, virtually the end of the disk media, you know, as we know it right now. Which I'm looking at two stacks of like unused like CDs and blank DVDs that I have in front of me. So
yeah, I have some of those somewhere too.
Yeah. They're turned into floppies. So anyway,
okay. The next thing, Yvonne, a prediction from Yvonne on tech that by the end of 2011, the sales of tablet type devices would start having a significant downward pressure on laptops, desktops, etc.
And I would say that I got one hell of a win on that one. There you go. Yes, totally. I mean, this year, I mean, let's face it, it's been the year of the freaking tablet, the year that, the PC business, I mean, has been impacted so significantly that HP even considered getting out of the business in its entirety. So I would say that I thought that was pretty good on my part.
Okay, and then next, I don't know how to count this one really. I said in the next couple years, but not 2011. So I guess the prediction was this wouldn't happen in 2011, that the portable devices would fully supplant the older devices for most people.
I don't think we're... Well, no, but wait, the portable device fully supplant?
Yeah.
No, you didn't really predict that. You actually mentioned that people would still need, you specifically said, a phone, a tablet, but that there would be pressure on them because, you know, you'd get that. But I don't think you said that they would completely supplant.
Okay, so you want to give me a win?
Yeah.
I'll take a win. I also predicted...
I'm looking at some of my notes right now. For some reason, the next four lines that I wrote here, I don't know what the fuck I wrote. I mean, if I read this, I'm looking at here. It says, Sam suicide later. And I don't think that's Sam said later. Okay. Now I'm good. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that, yeah, no,
I wasn't suicide. Predicting suicide.
No. that would have not have been good. It's a prediction.
My next actual prediction was, though, still on tech, that iOS would retain the technical and thought lead, but Android, in terms of numbers, would start beating iOS.
And you that definitely get a win on that. Absolutely.
Yeah, go me.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Look at that. We're coming up on the end here. We're moving on to the economy and some other stuff like that until we get back to news at the end. So the next. And this is sort of a duplicate, but before and with more detail. But Yvonne again predicted that the slow recovery continues. But you specified this time that the big reason for this is people still underwater on mortgages, and that it will continue to be slow until it's washed out.
That's correct. And I definitely get a big W on that.
Okay. And you predicted that we would not recover the previous tops for employment in 2011.
And that's definitely a W for me on that as well.
For stocks, you said it was possible but difficult for stocks to reach new highs because of exposure to foreign economies.
And as a matter of fact, I get a total W on that because stocks basically finished the year flat. Yes! Go me again!
Okay, and then I said, just to be contrary, because I know absolutely nothing about it, I will predict that we have a double dip recession. The economy will actually decline in the year. And I said specifically that was based on nothing other than saying something different than Yvonne. So I guess I get a loss on that one.
Yes, because you just simply decided. You see, that's why I put the ones where you agreed with me, because if you agreed with me, you see, you could have gotten a point. But you actually, on that one, decided to completely go contrary to what I said.
And I wanted to make it interesting, you know?
And you got that wrong. So therefore, yes.
Okay. You said there would be some movement on the deficit by the end of 2011.
But no solution.
Because the Republicans will have pressure to do something. You want to give yourself credit?
Definitely, yes, because that's what we did. We
my version of that, which I said, which was basically agreement, was that they will do something that lets them say they did something, but that doesn't actually address the issue substantively.
So that gets a W on that too.
Okay.
I'm gonna say this: if you take out the crack predictions of the beginning, we actually did pretty damn good.
I say, you know, basically the first 10 minutes of the show, we got everything wrong. But after that, you know, we were on a roll.
We were on a fucking roll.
Well, of course, we've got 5 more to go. But there were, you know, some of them were okay. So the next one, Yvonne, you predicted Fidel Castro would die in 2011.
I guess I get a nail on that one.
He's still rattling around, huh?
Yeah, he is.
You also predicted we would invade Cuba this year.
I guess I don't get points on that one either.
I said we would take over Canada instead.
I don't think that happened either.
But then, in a last minute... Oh, I forgot, type moment. At the very end of the show, with like a minute left, I predicted that the leader of North Korea would die.
Boom! Boom! And he helped you out at the last possible minute of the year. Dude! Man!
Now, the next one, I have to give an incomplete because I did say that there would be substantive change because of this. But as of the time we're recording this, it's been like a few days.
So we don't know the answer to that.
Well,
yet.
You know, I'll say it's a mist because it hasn't happened yet.
Well, yeah, correct. Okay.
Now, Yvonne predicted that rather than taking power, the son, who actually took power here, would commit suicide with 2 bullets to the head.
I will say that I gotta get a loss on that one. Yes, that one did not happen, apparently.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. That's okay. The end of our predictions. We're going to take a break.
And results?
For those of you listening, it'll be a normal-sized break. For you, Yvonne, give me a few minutes. I'm going to total up these results, and we'll come back after the break with how we did. Okay, we're taking a break. Here we go.
You're in the Valley, AM 1620, and LiganAirRadio.com. This is where you'll find your favorite songs. Everybody's doing a brand new dance now. Come on,
baby. Let's do the twist. Well, they got a new dance and it goes like this.
I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way.
I got a dancing in the moonlight.
Classic music for a classic American town. AM 1620. And in stereo at LiganAirRadio.com, The Valley.
And we're back. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello.
So while I was counting up the results, I did discover that there was one prediction that I somehow skipped over on my list.
Okay.
So we need a judgment on this one first. It was an economic prediction from Yvonne. People will spend more money in 2011 than in 2010.
I'm going to say that the answer is correct.
Okay, we'll give you a win on that one.
All right.
Da-da-da-da. Okay. So now we have our stats. So I have divided things into categories: personal, politics, tech, and economy. And I've calculated stats for each of us.
Okay.
And so let's do it.
All right.
So first, in the personal category. I made one prediction, and I was wrong, for a correct percentage of 0%.
Yay! All right.
In the personal category, Yvonne made one prediction. It was that none of our predictions would come true. He got none right out of one, so 0%.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! All right.
So, moving on to real things. Politics. I made 15 predictions, of which 10 we graded as correct, for a correct percentage of 67%.
Wow. Damn. That's pretty good.
And for Yvonne made 13 political predictions, of which 6 were correct, for a correct percentage of 46%.
That's not that good.
Moving on to tech. I made 9 predictions, of which 8 were correct.
Damn.
For an 89% correct rate.
Wow.
Yvonne only made 3 tech predictions, of which 2 were correct, for a 67% correct rate.
Okay.
moving on to the economy, I only made 2 predictions, one of which was right, for a 50% correct rate on the economy.
Okay.
Yvonne made 7 predictions on the economy, of which 6 were correct, for an 86% correct rate.
Damn! Okay.
Okay, now...
Shit! Okay, so what? Should we turn into economists? And, wait, you should...
Tech for me, economist for you.
Yeah!
And we were bad on political.
Okay.
Although I beat you. But so overall, I made 27 predictions, of which 19 were correct for a 70% correct rate.
What was the political score?
For me, for me, I had 67%. For you on politics, you had 46%.
Okay. Okay. Damn.
So overall, again, I had 19 of 27 for 70%. Overall, Yvonne, you made a total of 24 predictions and were right on 14 of them for 58%.
So what is our combined show?
So combined score for both of us together, we made 51 predictions. And this counts as 2. Like if you and I made the same prediction, that counts as 2.
Okay.
51 predictions, of which 33 were right, giving us a total correct rate of 65%.
I'd say that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I mean, it would have been nice to be 100% accurate on everything, but, 65% is not bad. It's better than 50-50.
What I will say is that if we probably take out the goofy, crazy...
Yeah, because, I was counting that we did indeed, for instance, predict that the UK and France would go to war.
Correct. And I predicted that we would invade Cuba and Fidel Castro would die.
Well, Fidel Castro dying is not an unreasonable prediction.
I guess not. Portugal and Spain invading Portugal.
Us invading Cuba. I predicted we'd take over Canada. So,
and then we'd be living in, the global economic meltdown. Yeah.
But, okay. Not bad. Not bad. Pat yourself on the back, Yvonne.
All right. So Sam is the prognosticator. Yeah. There you go. He got the high score. So there we go. All right.
And so now it's on for 2012.
So we did our show a 65%. Accuracy on our predictions. I will say, I'll throw that up against any other show, and I will guarantee that we probably were far better on the prediction scale than most other.
And here, I thought you were going to predict that this year we'd do better than 65%.
Well, I'm going to do this. How about...
And you can make that happen easily by not making any joke predictions.
That's exactly right. Oh, God. Okay. Well, who knows? We may not make any joke predictions and still screw the whole thing up anyway. Who knows?
So let's get going. I think our categories were good. Let's end with politics because we have an election year coming up.
Yes.
So let's start with tech. Your turn. Tech. You made tech predictions. You go first.
Man, this year is a little bit difficult to gauge to a certain extent. And I was thinking about this, especially with Steve Jobs passing away.
I was actually thinking of having, we've gone long, but so we don't need to do this, but I was thinking of having a category of major things we missed in 2011. Of course, a couple years ago, I made the prediction that Steve Jobs would lessen his involvement.
We could do this. We could. I was going to say this. Given that we ran long... Let's finish up with that, and then let's hold our predictions for next year, next week.
Okay. We can do that.
Because, let's face it, we spent the whole hour the last time doing predictions.
Yeah, we did. And, I'm just looking at the clock, and, I had a break while I was counting. But we've had almost a full show, so yeah, you're right. Let's save... Our 2012, that's not fair. Because Iowa is going to happen before next week.
Oh, okay. Well, wait. Okay. All right. So let's go. You said go first at the tech.
Let's do politics. We'll do our political predictions, and we'll save tech and economy for next week?
Yes.
Okay. You help remember that we do this, because we can just forget.
I'm going to make a note right now. Okay? So, okay.
Okay, so politics. You still want to go first? You want to make me do it?
No, you're the economic. You're definitely the political prognosticator. So definitely. So I'm gonna go with you. Okay.
Okay. Let's do this.
I'll make up one prediction first in politics. Okay. I'm gonna predict right now, and maybe we'll already find out by next week. I'm already wrong. Okay, for next year, but Romney's gonna win the Iowa poll.
Yeah, I was gonna go there too. I was gonna say, right now the trend. I mean, we're predicting something 3 days away, let alone the end of the year. And you know, right now Romney's neck and neck with Paul, but Paul's been heading down and Romney's been heading up. Santorum's been surging, but not quite enough. Probably, I know Santorum surging. But
that is so comical in so many ways. Let's not go.
Okay, yeah, you finish yours first, then I'll do mine. You're predicting Santorum.
I'm gonna say.
No, you're not predicting Santorum wins in Iowa. You're predicting Romney wins in Iowa.
I'm predicting Romney does win in Iowa. I am going to go ahead out on a limb right now and predict, given we did call the Gingrich collapse like a few weeks, about a month ago, was going to happen. It finally started happening. That Romney is, I think that it's just, I just think this, honestly, it's looking like a fait accompli. My perspective that Romney's going to get the nomination. I think that, you know, every Republican has gone through this whole thing where, you know, they've gone through like, everybody, you know, like, as I think, I don't know if you saw the skit on SNL where they made this fun. It's like, yeah, go on, try everybody, blah, and then you'll just come back to me and, you know, we'll get this done. You know, Romney, you know, they're making fun of Romney, but they're right. This is what the hell's going on. Mm. I mean, it just seems like, oh gosh, yeah. What about Gingrich? No, he's crazy. No. What about that? No, he's nuts. Jeez. All right, fine. We'll grab Romney.
Which, as you pointed out earlier in the show, I kind of said this a year ago.
Yes, you did.
But I think the same thing is. Finish up, then I'll do mine. But yeah, I basically am going to agree with you here. But go ahead.
And you know, I got to tell you something that if you see. You know, I was going through this week with somebody and going over, like, what's going to happen with the election this year, okay, with the presidential election coming up. And even if Romney gets a nomination, it's no easy task for him to win, even though he has so many things in favor of him, in his favor. I was reading another article this week about how uncomfortable evangelicals are about voting for Romney, okay? Number one. Start off with that splinter group that is part of the Republican base. The fact that, you know, you've got all these other, you know, whatchamacallit, Tea Party guys who, the reason why they haven't been embracing Romney is because they, you know, see him as a guy that supported a whole bunch of policies that the Obama administration is also supported and that they're against. And, let's face it, they have been very, very focused and very stubborn about these non-negotiables. And the question is that if Romney goes out and the Republican establishment is pushing him, gets that, whether they will splinter off and decide to do something like, say, put Ron Paul on a Libertarian ticket, not vote, but vote for some third-party candidate. Like, splinter off enough votes where, even though Romney gets the nomination...
Let me ask you this. Are you predicting a third-party and or independent run that is...
I think I think there is going to be a splinter. I'm not sure from
Let me make a caveat here, because there's always third parties. Is there going to be one that is significant enough to make a difference?
There's going to be a significant splinter off the Republicans that is going to cause the Republicans to lose this year. That's what I think.
There's a bold prediction.
I know. I started off with, but I think that because they are so uncohesive right now, that's what it's looking like to me right now.
But you're thinking it's not just they stay home. You think there's a splinter group that's gonna run a candidate and make a big difference.
Yes.
Okay. So I'll give you mine on president, and then we'll talk about other politics for a second before wrapping up, if there is any. But I'll agree that Romney's going to do this. Romney's going to be the nominee. As much as it looked like there was going to be some possibility of lots of excitement, I think he's going to wrap it up pretty quickly. You know, he's looking like if he doesn't win, you predicted he's going to win Iowa. Iowa's kind of neck and neck right now, but the dynamics of it are he doesn't have to win.
Right.
He doesn't. I mean, what if Ron Paul wins Iowa, people are already spinning that as if Ron Paul wins Iowa, it just proves Iowa doesn't matter.
Right.
I think you'd get the same result if Santorum somehow came out. And won.
Okay.
You'd get the same thing. That he's like, well, okay, Santorum came out of nowhere in Iowa, but he has no long-term blah, blah, blah. Romney's going to win New Hampshire. And then, you know, once you get past that, you do have states where right now Gingrich is still showing strength, but the polls there are old, and Gingrich has been collapsing. And, you know, so I think if Romney's... You know, Romney's going to come out strong enough out of Iowa. He quite possibly will win it. You know, and if he doesn't win it, he's going to be close enough, you know, and he's going to win New Hampshire. And then I think he's going to sew up this nomination. Maybe there'll be a little bit of a battle in a couple more states, but, you know, these other guys are going to fade fast. The public has seen them. The public has not liked them. They don't like Romney either, though, which brings up your problem. I think Romney will be the nominee. Will there be any drama at the convention? I think the only question there is whether any of the other candidates stick around long enough to have enough delegates to make any difference. And a few weeks ago, it was looking hopeful that you'd have something like both Romney and Gingrich having a large number of delegates, and then Paul having enough to make a difference and having an interesting convention. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Romney's going to... It would be nice. It would be great. I'd love it. I hope I am wrong. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think, you know, all of these other candidates, their support is going to collapse. Ron Paul will stick to it to the end like he always does. Well, unless he decides to go third party or libertarian. Romney's going to wrap it up. We're going to know that relatively soon. Your prediction about the splinter group is very bold.
I know
what you're talking about. And we already have Johnson running as a libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially. If Ron Paul makes a jump to the libertarian or decides to run it as an independent, he's going to take his little group of people with him. There's going to be a core group of Ron Paul supporters who will follow him and vote for him as a non-Republican, wherever he is. And, you know, that core support group is maybe 5-10% overall.
Call it 3 points total. If it's 3 percentage points, swings the election.
Yeah, if it's more than 3%, here's the one thing, though. You're assuming that all of Ron Paul's support comes from the Republican. I don't think that's entirely true, because although he's got some really bizarre, odious things, economically and socially, like I'm fairly libertarian, but he's got a whole bunch of racist stuff in his past. He's got like all kinds of nonsense about, you know, he's the kind of guy who believes in the UN black helicopters and crap, you know, and all of that's bad. But however, you know, he is the only candidate out there in either party, well, maybe Johnson, I'm not sure, but who is coming out straight out on the civil libertarian side of, you know, all of these things like indefinite detention, the surveillance state, executive power being able to go to war whenever they feel like it for all kinds of reasons, blah, blah, blah. He's the only candidate in either party that is consistently giving a message of the executive has too much power in these areas and needs to back off, and we shouldn't be involved in all these foreign entanglements. And some of that is appealing to people who are dissatisfied with Obama on the left as well. So I think you're right. He's probably come mostly from the Republicans, but I don't think that's... I think he's an interesting spoiler if it was him. Now, you've got a whole other dynamic if your splinter Republican Party is Bachman or Palin or somebody.
Well, that's the thing that I'm thinking about. I mean, I'm thinking about the other aspect that I'm, you know, say Ron Paul takes an overall 1 point or 2 points. But let's face it, I think that the Tea Partiers, okay, are going to be very unhappy with a Romney as a Republican nominee.
Yeah.
And they have shown themselves to be not wanting to follow the Republican leadership.
Right.
Yeah. And if that's the case, what the hell is going to really stop them from, you know, going out and grabbing a, who knows? I mean, whoever, Palin, Bachman, whoever one of these people, and decided to try
Palin
them out.
Isn't Palin Bachman Overdrive some sort of band?
That may be.
Never mind. Go ahead.
You know, what's going to stop them from going and deciding to field their own separate candidate?
You know, the main thing that would potentially slow them down, although this kind of thing hasn't seemed to stop them in the past, is knowing that it almost certainly gives Obama the win.
Yeah, but that didn't stop Nader. And,
it didn't stop Nader, Thompson. But a lot of people are like, you know, at least on the left, and maybe the right still needs to learn this, but on the left, a lot of people are like, we won't make that mistake again. You know, but...
Yeah, but I don't think... You got to remember something, that this Tea Party group is one hell of a different Tea Party, you know, group than what we've been used to in terms of, you know, what do they follow or what did, let's face it, these are the guys that force the U.S. to not be AAA anymore.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. I mean, they didn't give a shit. They did not give a shit. They went and they fucking took the government to the brink. To just prove a point, not to even like negotiate to get something, because that's the worst thing. They didn't do it. It's not like they extracted something from it. They just did it just to prove a point.
Yeah. So okay. I'm almost wanting to be with you on this, but
that's a tough one. I went out way on a limb on that one. Okay. All right. I decided to, you know.
So let me say, there will be a lot of talk about this kind of thing, and maybe somebody will even do it. Like, if nothing else, Johnson's running as a libertarian. But I'll make my prediction that even if that kind of thing happens, it won't be a deciding factor.
I think it's going to be close. So...
See, and here's where I'm going to go on my out of the limb thing. It's going to be Obama versus Romney. And I think Obama's actually going to be able to pick this up fairly cleanly. I mean, unless the economy, and I'll give the constant caveat, if the economy completely goes south, it's a whole other story and it'll be more competitive. If things continue how they are, though, you know, to be clear, like all the polls say, like Romney's the only one of these jokers who has a shot.
Right.
You know, and with him, it's like neck and neck in polls today. And like, I've seen models by Nate Silver and others that actually give him more than 50% chance to win based on the economy, based on the fundamentals, based on the polls, based on everything else. I'm going to say in the end, if it comes down to Obama versus Romney, Romney will fall on his face because Obama's a damn good campaigner. He's going to go out there. He's going to be convincing. He's going to start making the story of the successes of the last 4 years that, for whatever reason, they've been absolutely crap at communicating. Romney will be the Al Gore of this election cycle because he's going to be out there. He's going to be stiff. He's going to be plastic. He's going to be, you know, people aren't attracted to him as a person. He can win if the economy tanks. If things stay how they are, I think Obama pulls this out. I'm not going to say that it's... I'm even going to say it's not going to be a landslide, but I don't think it's going to be as close as people think. I think Obama's going to do his little magic and pull this off.
Okay, so let's establish this. You've predicted Obama will win.
Yeah,
I actually, the reason why I was saying the splinter is because I was going to call also that I think Obama will win. Okay,
yep.
All right. Because of all the factors of incumbency, because of all the things, you know, the fact is that unless, you know, you get a Iran hostage situation or you get something like that.
And this is a major falling apart.
Right. I mean, he is very likely to get that. I mean, let's face it. The reason why George Bush Sr. really lost more than the economy was honestly that Ross Perot siphoned off so many votes. I mean, that's a reality.
And that's another thing where this far ahead in the cycle, that time around that you're talking about, that was not clear.
Yeah, it sure as hell was not. So, that's what you got right now. Bush Jr., okay, at this stage looked as vulnerable, if not worse, than Obama at this point.
Oh, and by the way, I just want to say, although I predicted a third party would not have the deciding factor, I hope to hell you're right. I mean, I would love another Perot-style thing where a third party was getting 10-20% of the vote. That would be awesome.
But the one thing is that you don't need that. All you need is a Nader type.
All you need is 3%, 3 or 4%.
All you need is 3 to 4 points, and that will make this election swing one way or another.
And I love the scenarios that have Johnson winning Utah and throwing this into the House of Representatives and stuff. But I'm not going to predict those because they'd be a lot of fun, but they're not likely.
No, not likely. So we've established that we believe that we both agree that Romney is going to be the nominee. Okay, all right, and you'll probably wrap this up really soon because of the situation right now. And we both actually agree that Obama will probably win the election. We may be the specifics we're a little bit different on. I'm predicting the third party. There's going to be a big third party influence. You're not really buying that, but we think that because
I'm hoping you're right.
You're hoping that I'm right, but you know you're not predicting that.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So. Okay.
So.
All right.
We need to wrap it up. But any other politics? House and Senate. I'll predict right now the House and Senate will stay. House will stay Republican. Senate will stay Democratic.
I think they'll stay as they are.
Basically,
right now.
Status quo. Senate. Nobody's going to get 60 votes. It'll be just like it is now.
Just like it is now. Yep.
That's my prediction. There. You agree?
Okay. I totally agree. Yep.
And any other political or general news? I guess we can save general news for next, along with tech and economy. But any other
general
politics?
Well, general news.
Save general news for next week. Think about that for next week. Any other politics? Any governor's races you care about? Any international politics? Is the euro still...
Okay,
that,
I'm
going to
predict... Okay, I'm going to predict in terms of the politics as well that, you know, all these people keep... You know, I've been reading all these magazines claiming that what are these Bush, Jeb, or some of these guys that are out there that may jump into the thing? No way. none of these are going to jump in.
No, okay? no last minute Republicans.
No last minute. No Cuomo. No, you know, like you remember like that. I don't know what year.
Yeah, I think that was kind of implied in our Romney wins, but yeah, no.
But just to be clear about it, I don't think any of those people are jumping into this. Okay, no. Either. That's
I think you're right. Unless there's absolute chaos, which we currently don't predict.
Right, unless they find Mitt Romney's gay lover all of a sudden and, you know, whatever, and you know, I'm not saying that there is, okay? I'm just saying that unless something that came up.
Although that would be awesome.
Oh, my God. That would be one hell of a story. I'll tell you that. But, you know,
In the week before the convention, please.
Oh, man. There you go. That would be something. Okay, they collect the samples of his Santorum. Okay, hand it. All right, I think we got to wrap this up. Okay,
we'll wrap it up. Those are our politics. I don't really know if there's anything to say about international politics or anything. We'll think about that for next week. If there's any other things, we'll pick them up then. And so you know what this means, Yvonne, though. Next year, we're going to have to listen to two shows.
We can do that.
Okay, thanks everybody for listening for another year worth of Curmudgeon's Corner. We appreciate your listenership. Tell your friends, retweet us, blog about us.
If you would have put money on our predictions last year, you would have made money. Think about this.
There you go. As usual, email me at abelsmay@abelsmay.com if you have any questions or thoughts or any predictions to add to the mix. We'll get back to you. In any case, have a good week. Oh, and have a good new year. And talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.